load dish 10.4. Regulatory sequences in eukaryotic protein coding genes. Once transcription start sites in eukaryotic DNA had been identified, analysis of the DNA sequences controlling initiation of transcription could begin. In this section, we take a closer look at various elements in the transcription control regions that regulate transcription of eukaryotic protein coding genes. Tata box, initiators, and CpG islands function as promoters in eukaryotic DNA. The first eukaryotic genes to be sequenced and studied in vitro transcription systems were viral genes and cellular protein coding genes that are very actively transcribed either at particular times of the cell cycle or in specific differentiated cell types. In all of these rapidly transcribed genes, a highly conserved sequence called the Tata box was found 2535 base pairs upstream of the start site figure 1030. Mutagenesis studies have shown that a single base change in this nucleotide sequence drastically decreases in vitro transcription by RNA polymerase I of genes adjacent to a Tata box. In most cases, sequence changes between the Tata box and start site do not significantly affect the transcription rate. If the base pairs between the Tata box and the normal start site are deleted, transcription of the altered, shortened template begins at a new site 25 base pairs downstream from the Tata box. Consequently, the Tata box acts similarly to an E. coli promoter to position RNA polymerase I for transcription initiation. Instead of a Tata box, some eukaryotic genes contain an alternative promoter element called an initiator. Most naturally occurring initiator elements have a cytosine C at the 1 position and an adenine A residue at the transcription start site, plus 1. Directed mutagenesis of mammalian genes with an initiator-containing promoter has revealed that the nucleotide sequence immediately surrounding the start site determines the strength of such promoters. Unlike the highly conserved Tata box sequence, however, only an extremely degenerate initiator consensus sequence has been defined. Where 8 plus 1 is the base at which transcription starts, Y is either pyrimidine C or T, and is any of the four bases, and T/A is D or A at position, plus 3. Transcription of genes with promoters containing a Tata box or initiator element begins at a well-defined initiation site. However, transcription of many protein-coding genes has been shown to begin at any one of multiple possible sites over an extended region, often 2200 base pairs in length. As a result, such genes give rise to mRNAs with multiple alternative 5 ends. These genes, which generally are transcribed at low rates, e.g., genes encoding the enzymes of intermediary metabolism, often called housekeeping genes, do not contain a Tata box or an initiator. Most genes of this type contain a CG-rich stretch of 2015 nucleotides within 100 base pairs upstream of the start site region. As we discuss later, a transcription factor called SP1 recognizes these CG-rich sequences. The dinucleotide CG is statistically underrepresented in vertebrate DNAs, and the presence of CG-rich regions just upstream from start sites is a distinctly non-random distribution. Such CpG islands, as they often are called, can be identified by their susceptibility to restriction enzymes, e.g., PEI, that have CG in their recognition sequences. The presence of a CpG island in a newly cloned DNA fragment suggests that it may contain a transcription initiation region. Promoter proximal elements help regulate eukaryotic genes. Recombinant DNA techniques have been used to systematically mutate the nucleotide sequences upstream of the start sites of various eukaryotic genes in order to identify transcription control regions. By now, hundreds of eukaryotic genes have been analyzed and scores of transcription control regions have been identified. These control elements, together with the Tata box and slash or initiator, often are referred to as the promoter of the gene they regulate. However, we prefer to reserve the term promoter for the Tata box or initiator sequences that determine the initiation site in the template. We use the term promoter proximal elements for control regions lying within 100-200 base pairs upstream of the start site. In some cases, promoter proximal elements are cell type specific, that is, They function only in specific differentiated cell types such as B lymphocytes. One approach frequently taken to determine the upstream border of a transcription control region for a mammalian gene involves constructing a set of 5 deletions, as discussed earlier, see Figure 1024. Once the 5 border of a transcription control region is determined, analysis of linker scanning mutations can pinpoint the sequences with regulatory functions that lead between the border and the transcription start site. In this approach, a systemic set of constructs with contiguous overlapping mutations are assayed for their effect on expression of a reporter gene or production of a specific mRNA, Figure 1031. One of the first uses of this type of analysis identified promoter proximal elements of the thymidine kinase TK gene from herpes simplex virus HSV, as illustrated in Figure 1032. The results demonstrated that the DNA region upstream of the HSV TK gene contains 3 separate transcription control sequences, a TATA box, in the interval from 32 to 16, and 2 other control elements for the upstream from 105 to 80, and from 61 to 47. As discussed earlier, repressor binding and activator binding sites are located within about 50 base pairs of the 10 and 35 promoter sequences in E. coli operons transcribed by S70 polymerase. In the lac control region, insertion of 5 base pairs between the cap site and the promoter eliminates activation by the CAMP-CAP complex, because the bound complex is not aligned properly to interact with a polymerase molecule bound to the promoter, see Figure 1017. To test the spacing constraints on control elements in the HSV-TK promoter region identified by analysis of linker scanning mutations, researchers prepared and assayed constructs containing small deletions and insertions between the elements. In contrast to the situation in bacteria, changes in spacing between the promoter and promoter proximal control elements of 20 nucleotides or less had little effect. However, insertions of 30 to 50 base pairs between a promoter proximal element and the TATA box was equivalent to deleting the element. Similar analyses of other eukaryotic promoters have also indicated that considerable flexibility in the spacing between promoter proximal elements is generally tolerated, but separations of several tens of base pairs may decrease transcription. Transcription by RNA polymerase I often is stimulated by distant enhancer sites. As noted earlier, transcription from many eukaryotic promoters can be stimulated by control elements called enhancers, which are located thousands of base pairs away from the start site. Such long-distance transcriptional control is relatively rare in E. coli, occurring principally in the case of operons transcribed by S54 polymerase, see Figure 1019. The first enhancer to be discovered that stimulated transcription of eukaryotic genes was in a 366 BP fragment of the simian virus 40 SV40 genome, Figure 1033. Further analysis of this region of SV40 DNA revealed that an 100 BP sequence lying 100 base pairs upstream of the SV40 early transcription start site was responsible for its ability to enhance transcription. In SV40, this enhancer sequence functions to stimulate transcription from viral promoters. The SV40 enhancer, however, stimulates transcription from all mammalian promoters that have been tested when it is inserted in either orientation anywhere on a plasmid carrying the test promoter, even when it is thousands of base pairs from the start site. An extensive linker scanning mutational analysis of the SV40 enhancer indicated that it is composed of multiple individual elements, each of which contributes to the total activity of the enhancer. As discussed later, each of these regulatory elements is a protein binding site. Soon after discovery of the SV40 enhancer, enhancers were identified in other viral genomes and in eukaryotic cellular DNA. Some of these control elements were located 50 or more kilobases from the promoter they controlled. Analyses of many different eukaryotic cellular enhancers have shown that they can occur upstream from a promoter, downstream from a promoter within an intron, or even downstream from the final exon of a gene. Like promoter proximal elements, many enhancers are cell type specific. For example, the genes encoding antibodies immunoglobulins contain an enhancer within the second intron that can stimulate transcription from all promoters tested, but only in B lymphocytes, the type of cells that normally express antibodies. Analyses of the effects of deletions and linker scanning mutations in cellular enhancers have shown that, like the SV40 enhancer, they generally are composed of multiple elements that contribute to the overall activity of the enhancer. Most eukaryotic genes are regulated by multiple transcription control elements. Initially, enhancer and promoter proximal elements were thought to be distinct types of transcription control elements. However, as more enhancer and promoter proximal elements were analyzed, the distinctions between them became less clear. For example, both types of element generally can stimulate transcription even when inverted, and both types often are cell type specific. The general consensus now is that a spectrum of control elements regulate transcription by RNA polymerase I. At one extreme are enhancers, which can stimulate transcription from a promoter tens of thousands of base pairs away, e.g., the SV40 enhancer. At the other extreme are promoter proximal elements, such as the upstream elements controlling the HSVTK gene, which lose their influence when moved an additional 30-50 base pairs farther from the promoter. Researchers have identified a large number of transcription control elements that can stimulate transcription from distances between these two extremes. Figure 1034 summarizes the locations of transcription control sequences for a hypothetical mammalian gene. Transcription initiates at the cap site encoding the first nucleotide of the first exon of an mRNA. For many genes, especially those encoding abundantly expressed proteins, a tata box located 25-30 base pairs upstream from the cap site directs RNA polymerase I to the start site. Promoter proximal elements, which are relatively short 1530 base pairs, are located within the first 200 base pairs upstream of the cap site. Enhancers, in contrast, usually are 100-200 base pairs long and may be located up to 50 kilobases upstream or downstream from the cap site or within an intron. Many mammalian genes are controlled by more than one enhancer region. The Escherichia genome contains regulatory elements called upstream activating sequences UASs, which function similarly to enhancer and promoter proximal elements in higher eukaryotes. Most yeast genes contain only one UAS, which generally lies within a few hundred base pairs of the cap site. In addition, yeast genes contain a tata box 90 base pairs upstream from the transcription start site, figure 1034b. Summary. Expression of eukaryotic protein-coding genes generally is regulated through multiple CIS-acting transcription control regions, see figure 1034. Some control elements are located close to the start site promoter proximal elements, whereas others lie more distant enhancers. Promoters determine the site of transcription initiation and direct binding of RNA polymerase I. Three types of promoter sequences have been identified in eukaryotic DNA. The tata box, the most common, is prevalent in rapidly transcribed genes. Initiator promoters infrequently are found in some genes, and CpG islands are characteristic of transcribed genes. Promoter proximal elements occur within 200 base pairs of the start site. Several such elements, containing up to 20 base pairs, may help regulate a particular gene. Enhancers, which are usually 100-200 base pairs in length, contain multiple 8-20 BP control elements. They may be located from 200 base pairs to tens of kilobases upstream, or downstream from a promoter, within an intron, or downstream from the final exon of a gene. Promoter proximal elements and enhancers often are cell type specific, functioning only in specific differentiated cell types.